For too long, UN officials and human rights activists say human trafficking has fallen through the cracks of international law enforcement. That is changing now with the implementation of the UN Protocol to Prevent and Punish People Trafficking, especially women and children. The agreement supplements the UN Convention Against Transnational Organized Crime and other UN agreements to protect children. Law professor Mohamed Matar says the newly ratified UN Protocol on Human Trafficking clearly defines it as a crime to be punished, just like drug trafficking. Governments, he adds, need to remember it's the trafficker who is the criminal, not the person being transported for servitude or sex exploitation. Mr. Matar helps run the Protection Project at Johns Hopkins School of International Studies in Washington.
We're saying that countries should not really stop at the issue of criminalization. Legal systems have to recognize trafficking in persons as a human rights violation. And that means that you recognize the trafficked person not as a criminal, but as a victim who is entitled to basic human rights.
The Protection Project is advising several East European governments that are trying to set up laws to prosecute people smugglers and sex traffickers. The non-government organization also has programs in the United States that assist trafficking victims. Individual governments now are taking more steps to prosecute those who take advantage of innocent, often desperate people. Last week, during a speech to the UN that otherwise focused on urging international cooperation in rebuilding Iraq, President Bush took time to highlight what he calls the hidden global humanitarian crisis.
Each year, an estimated 800,000 to 900,000 human beings are bought, sold, or forced across the world's borders. Among them are hundreds of thousands of teenage girls and others as young as 5 who fall victim to the sex trade.
Ann Jordan of the International Human Rights Law Group in Washington says governments also need to deal with the economic, social, and political motivations for trafficking. Ms. Jordan points out that women and young girls are often duped into illegal or degrading jobs out of desperation.
Women find it very difficult to migrate to work legally, so they have to find other ways to migrate to work. And, you know, they end up then going into the underground and working with smugglers who take them someplace in another country or even in another part of a country, if it's a very large country, promising them jobs as domestic workers or waitresses or nannies or housekeepers or whatever. And then quite often they get forced into the sex trade.
Ms. Jordan says the international sex trade is a multi-billion dollar business for the traffickers, but also for those who transport, hire, or enslave women and children in bars, brothels, or private homes. Other analysts also raise concerns about unregulated mail-order bride operations or arranged marriages that often put young girls into abusive situations. Ever since the Clinton administration approved the Trafficking Victims Protection Act in the year 2000, the U.S. government has made the fight against human trafficking and the sex trade a focus of its foreign policy. The law allows for imposing sanctions on countries that do not meet the 3 main criteria for combating human trafficking: prevention, prosecution, and protection. Nicole Bibbins says the threat of sanctions has been an incentive for progress. Ms. Bibbins deals with human trafficking issues for the State Department.
We have seen that this tool, which was provided to us by Congress, has been very effective in mobilizing some countries to really take steps to address this issue.
In his UN speech, President Bush acknowledged sex trade crimes are a problem at home, too. The PROTECT Act, signed into law last April, now makes it a crime for anyone to enter the United States or travel abroad for sex tourism involving children. The day after Mr. Bush's UN speech, a 69-year-old American was charged with sex tourism in one of the first indictments under the new law. He could face up to 30 years in jail. President Bush also pledged $50 million to help programs that rescue and shelter women and children from exploitation. Still, some rights activists see the Bush administration's new attention to the sex trade as too narrowly focused. Jody Jacobson of the Center for Health and Gender Equity says Washington needs to address all aspects of human trafficking.
I think you have to look at this issue not just as a legal and a sanction issue, but really a socioeconomic context issue. And unless you're willing to approach it from that angle and really look at the context in which this is happening, I think we're really not going to begin to address the issue very, very effectively.
Law Professor Mohammad Mattar says the tools are in place, and now it is a matter of using them. That, he says, means rigorously enforcing the laws that punish the criminals and providing more protection and assistance to the victims. Lori Kassman, VOA News, Washington.